This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, she was last night here at Foxwoods for Curtis, not for Wiggy.
Nah.
So one winner, chicken dinner, that's Curtis. Yeah. What'd you end up with? Almost 400 bones on the blackjack table last night?
I started with the hundo.
Yeah.
And I sat down. A lovely woman was guiding me through all these different gadgets and doodads on the table.
Yeah.
And it was $25 minimum. I thought it was going to be a short, quick stop.
Mm.
I think it was 8 hands, one every hand, $25 a pop, 2 double downs, won those. And then a nice gentleman said, I'm leaving. A new dealer came over, and I said, bid you adieu.
A lot of guys, a lot of gals do that. They don't like the new dealer. New dealer brings a whole new vibe to the thing and maybe bad luck. So good on you, Curtis.
Good job, though, playing the $25 hands. Don't nickel and dime it for like the $5 and $10. You're sitting there all day grinding it out.
Okay, Richie Rich. I mean, there's a lot of us don't have the money.
Sitting there grinding it out all day long to win, you know, $50, where you go $25, you're either going to, you know, like you say, Curtis, you walked away with a nice piece of change, or you would have lost your money quick.
Right. Time is money. So the more longer you sit there, unless you're getting the free booze, which would have been a good thing. They don't have the free drinks.
No, they still do.
They're slow.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have some before dinner?
No.
Because you showed up to dinner asking for a Red Bull vodka.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I always drink.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I like the little
Red Bull?
Fine. Don't worry about him.
You don't mix it with anything?
No, I don't think you should be doing that. Once you hit over 30, I think you should be watching out for the Red Bull.
Well,
you
don't, what's the difference? You don't have to worry about Wiggy.
Yeah, what does the Red Bull do? I go sugar-free Red Bull.
Okay, sugar-free's better.
He's fine.
I have the same thing. Fun fact, sugar-free Red Bull and vodka is how I produced All Night with Amy Lawrence at ESPN. Ferry State.
By the way,
it's true.
Grow in the Twitch chat. You can watch this show every day on Twitch. And thank you to those who do. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And if you're bold and fortune favors you, then you can participate in the Twitch chat every day. A growing crescendo in the Twitch chat that you, Coach Wiggins, would attempt the zip line here at Foxwoods at some point this morning.
It ain't happening.
Fun, Wiggy. Huh?
Is outside?
Yeah.
No, it ain't happening. How high up is it?
Well, the foliage, you get to see the...
I don't trust it. I feel like I'm too heavy for those harnesses and stuff like that.
I'm sure it's been tested. I would assume I'm sure it's OSHA approved or what. I'm sure it's.
Look at how fun.
Hell no. What they always say. It's been tested until you get on there and you're a little bit overweight. And next thing you know, you're holding on for dear life because the harness is broke. The hook isn't right. No way.
The baler.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Would you bungee jump?
No.
You wouldn't.
Hell no.
That one seems risky because of the operator error. Potential.
Yeah.
Like sometimes they don't measure properly and the person smacks into, they give them too much bungee.
It looks like too much on your knees as well. Like it hurts. Bungee jumping looks like it hurts.
Your knees?
Yeah, because it snaps you down and then, I don't know, that it seems painful.
She's saying you get bungeed by the ankles.
No, you get bungeed by the ankles, but when you go down, you're jumping. Think about when you jump. You immediately probably bring your knees in a little bit, and then when they smack you down.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It's a...
Are all bungees by the ankle?
I think.
Yeah, I think so. Right.
I would rather jump out of a plane than bungee jump.
Can I just bring up Bill O'Brien for a minute, who's just a great guest. I loved what he said about UNLV and what they're doing at Boston College. Is he here for the long term in your mind?
I think he is.
I agree. I know maybe it's my fresh batch of BC gear, but it is so perfect for him. A, he's made a ton of money both at Penn State with the Texans. He has been paid handsomely. His wife didn't move with him to Tuscaloosa. They have special things that they need for their family that are great in the Boston area. And
he's from here.
This is something where he could be like, who's the guy that was at Northwestern until that weird thing? Fitzgerald?
Fitzgerald, yeah.
Like, how many offers do you think Fitzgerald got to coach another Big Ten school?
Are they going to pay him $8 million a year?
But I think it's going to be like Dan Hurley. Like, Dan Hurley had offers to go to the Lakers, and then he turned it down to stay at UConn because of his wife. Like, every time Bill O'Brien talks about making the move to BC, he brings up his wife and how excited she was. Like, he has kids. I think that this is a perfect fit for him. Mm-hmm. I think he seems really happy there. And
well, that's why I asked, is would BC pay him $8
million? Well, they should. BC pay him whatever he wants.
So like the guy Napier, who's down in Florida, he makes $7.2 million per year. And if, you know, a team like Florida, let's say they're not doing well, and Billy O was able to turn this program around and get them to eight wins, you know, a bowl game, put them back in the mix, is BC gonna be able to say, okay, we'll match
yeah, what they're gonna pay you.
But here's when SEC team.
Well, they could. The question is, would they value football that much?
Right. Or like Penn State, for example.
But I don't think he's going to college if he leaves here. I think the only thing that would draw his attention away from BC would be a good football NFL head coaching opportunity. Because if you're Bill
O'Brien, not a coordinator.
Oh God.
Role, no.
Like, if you're Bill O'Brien, and let's say Florida calls today, because they very well could.
Yep.
And they said, here's 3 years, $27 million to come down and be the next head coach of the Florida Gators. So you move your family to Gainesville. You enter a hornet's nest of just fans that are deranged and have unrealistic expectations. Or you live in the Boston area where you're from, where your wife went to school. You make half as much per year, but you have a fraction. I mean, you're talking 1% of the headache that you would have as the head coach of the Florida Gators. And if you are able to build this to a certain point, you go down in history as the greatest coach in the history of the Boston College football team, as opposed to you're never going to be Steve Spurrier.
Yeah, but if you look at, does he say, I guess he looks at two roads, and does he go, oh, I aspire to be back in the NFL, or I aspire to be like Nick Saban and what Nick Saban was able to create as a college football coach.
But Nick Saban left because he's no longer able to do that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Does Billy O have the – does he have the would he like to be a head coach back in the NFL again? And that's the biggest thing. Or does he not mind being a head coach in college football, still making – good money where you can make $8, $9, $10 million. Kirby Smart makes $11 million a year, right? He makes good money, but is Billy O'Brien going to get that type of money at BC?
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to get that money. So it's about quality of life and the ability to
less headaches and
You didn't think Nick Saban's quality of life was bad?
No, but Wiggy, what he was just talking about with NIL is a guy that does not want to re-enter that in a big market or a big conference team. Like what Bill O'Brien was saying is at Boston College, we have you work to it, you earn it.
But does he want to be just a bowl team?
I'm sure that's not his goal, is to just be a bowl team.
But like, you have to play in the NIL world. Even Nick Saban said
they're halfway to making a bowl right now.
No, that's
four
what I mean.
Weeks into the season.
I know, but do you want to be a playoff team or a bowl team? Even Nick Saban,
a playoff team,
right? So in order,
you're back to the thing where he can't get good players. Yeah, he can't get the really, really good players because of academic standards and whatever.
Or you got to play in that world.
I don't know. I don't think FSU is an academic first school, and I think that they're.
You're missing my point. You, in order to be a playoff team, you have to play in the world of the big money NILs.
Yeah, but I'm saying there are teams out there that are playing in that world, and it's not paying off for them right now this season.
And Boston College
is always paying off for BC.
And Boston College has always been good at getting linemen. They've always been good at getting pro style quarterbacks. In today's world, if you get that, you are It's 12, not 4.
But that's going to cost you money to get that pro-style quarterback. Yeah.
All right. Well, interesting to think about, certainly, how long Bill O'Brien stays. And he's on with us every Thursday. And great get, Ken Laird. There, I see Ken Laird over there.
Good
great
job,
get.
Ken.
Great get. We are at Foxwoods, the Altastrada restaurant. And coming up, we'll get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including, I guess, what I would call return shots fired at Don Sweeney. So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox hot streak came to an end last night. 6-1 the final against the Blue Jays with a loss. The guys off tonight before welcoming the Rays to Fenway tomorrow for their final series of the regular season, if you can believe it. We'll talk with Craig Breslow this morning about the end of the season. Caitlin Clark's rookie season has also come to an end with the Sun taking out the Fever in the postseason. Clark has said she's not going to play overseas during the offseason, so we won't have a Clark game on the schedule till May. Just to recap a few points from her rookie season. She was the first rookie to record a triple-double, a WNBA record for most assists in a season, the record for most threes made by a rookie, the fastest player to 500 points and 200 assists. She helped lead the Fever to the first playoff since 2016, set viewership and attendance records across the board, and she signed a $28 million Nike deal, so not bad. Thursday Night Football tonight, we'll see the Cowboys taking on the Giants in New York. And it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with choices of two sides. It's available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is 59 degrees and cloudy back in Boston. Afternoon high, a rainy 70 degrees.
We are at Foxwoods. Courtney mentioned the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow at 9. After that, we'll be joined here at Foxwoods by PGA player Jake Knapp. So Jake Knapp with us at 9:20 on this morning show.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
A surprising amount of rambling, gambling men and women out there playing already this morning, Curtis, here at Foxwoods.
You haven't lived until you see the slots at 6:15 in the morning.
It is shocking.
Well, you got to go right back at it. I mean, if you lost, you got to get back to even.
If you lost, you got to pack up and go home.
No. You never have to go home. That's one of the great things about the Foxwoods Resort Casino. You could stay here for weeks.
Yeah, but the only problem is the house never loses.
Wiggy, you found that out last night, unfortunately.
Yeah. As somebody who's been gambling for a long time, I know that well.
If they weren't providing breakfast here at Altastrada, where we're doing the show, I don't know what you'd do. You're out of dough. I don't know how you're going to make it home. I asked Curtis if he was an omelet station guy, and he said he's not an egg guy, I didn't realize.
Not an egg fan, at all.
I'm not a scrambled egg fan.
It's the smell. I mean, I put eggs in everything. Chicken cutlets, whatever.
Right.
But, I do not enjoy
the smell?
Ugh.
It's not the consistency. Some people have an issue with the consistency when it comes to eating eggs.
Yeah, that's for me. I don't eat eggs because of that. I don't like the way...
You don't eat eggs at all?
No, I'm like Curtis. Unless it's mixed up into something and you don't...
Right.
Just standalone eggs by itself, I'm not doing it. Whether it's scrambled, an omelet, boiled.
Like an omelet. Yeah. But no scrambled. And if I am having a breakfast sandwich and there's an egg in there, that's fine.
Some people get egged out by the sunny side up.
Oh, gross. Mm.
The best.
Is that the
best kind of
with
egg?
The little yolk one?
Yeah. What's that, Trey?
That's the best kind of egg, Greg, because then when you cut the yolk and it all just spills out and it goes onto your home fries or your bagel or your English muffin, it's the absolute best.
You make a little yolk river or
yes.
pond.
Exactly.
Yolk dips. Yes.
I would say if I get the option to have a quiche, I'd rather be kicked in the nuts.
Really?
Disgusting.
Oh.
Nobody actually likes quiche.
I'm with you on that.
Oh, I like quiche.
I did not know that about you, Curtis.
Yeah, but I love you, Greg.
All right, same. All right. We are at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational. And we will get to Courtney in the news coming up at 7:45, and then the Red Sox front office report at 9 this morning with Craig Breslow as the season wraps up this weekend. Last opportunity, I guess, other than an occasional guest appearance, last opportunity this weekend to hear Joe Castiglione calling Red Sox games on the WEEI Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
And I don't want to speak out of turn, but... I would assure you that I would listen to the broadcast this weekend, especially Sunday. It is going to be a star-studded affair.
It is.
On
okay.
WEEI across yeah. the Red Sox radio network.
And Joe deserves that. I mean, he's done, yeah. done it for 42 years. So.
And is beloved. Have you ever met somebody who said a bad thing about Joe?
No.
I haven't either. So that's it. To be able to do your broadcast career for that long and not have anybody you've worked with say anything negative is an accomplishment in itself.
Curtis, any inside info on who's going for the job?
Oh, I thought you were going to say if anybody ever worked with me said something bad.
Old Bay potato chips, got one.
Say that again. I'm sorry. What was your question?
Any inside info on who is interested in Joe's job?
Yeah, well, I am.
Have you heard any?
I've heard that that Sean McDonough is... we would love Sean every day. I don't think he's going to do that. But he is instrumental in finding out people that might be good for the to interview for the opportunity.
All right. Yeah.
I have put somebody up for it that okay. I think would be great.
Nibble, nibble, nibble.
That's been done baseball before?
Yes, yeah.
Was it prison pen pal?
No, it is okay. It is somebody who works in the space who is older and accomplished.
Huh. Okay. Male
you
or
talk
female?
About
male.
A grinder.
Male.
Wow.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, at some point this weekend, whatever you're doing, make sure that you stop and tune in on the Odyssey app and listen to Joe's final weekend calling Red Sox games here at WEEI.
Can I throw a name in the hat?
Yes.
Brittany Baldy.
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Possible. I don't know if she
did the Red Sox win?
I don't know if she would leave her.
They did.
I don't know if she'd leave her lucrative podcast.
He did.
Yes. All right. Shine, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Shy?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Courtney's lead this morning. She talked about Travis Kelce. His head coach stood up for him. Well, let's hear what Travis Kelce had to say in his own words about why he has played poorly so far this season.
I think everyone saw my drop in the fourth quarter, that crucial third down, just trying to do too much before putting the ball away. That's probably the biggest thing for me is making the play in big time moments like that. I think with how defenses are playing us right now, I'm not really getting a lot of opportunities to make plays down the field, but not using that as an excuse moving forward, still trying to, you know, make sure that I can help the team out in that regard, knowing that I've been that weapon for us in the past. And moving forward, it's just, you know, everyone's just tweaking their game in the right direction. And we know what we have to do to get better this week.
Okay.
Sounds like it was a Swifty summer.
Yeah.
Or a Swifty offseason.
Boy, I wish that guy had more podcasts. What an electrifying
right.
interview.
I mean, let's be honest. Travis has been great for a long time. Now all of a sudden teams are playing him differently. Stop it, Travis. Just be like, listen, you know.
But is it from
it's
your...
my new relationship and oh damn, God. She drags me all over the world and, you know, I don't have as much
she
time.
Drags him all over. Do you all are right. do you listen to yourself when you speak sometimes?
Yes. Did you not see him all over the place with her?
Yeah. He seemed like he was having a great time.
That's
I don't think
point.
He was drunk in the
No, I'm not saying drunk.
So he was out having a good time.
He's not working
during
out.
The off season.
He's not working out. He's not invested like he used to be.
Oh my God.
Just say that.
I was gonna ask you, you played the position
yes.
in the NFL.
Yes.
Great tight end.
Appreciate it.
Do
not
you think
great
it's
preps.
Do you think it's more about what he did or didn't do? Getting ready for the season in the off season, or more about that he's just old, has done it a long time, and is, as you would say, washed?
No, I don't think it's because he's old. I think it's because he is into, maybe he's more focused on his off the field relationship and all that other stuff's going on. He's in Brazil. He's here. He's there. They're at a beach. He's got his shirt off. It's like, damn, dad bod. You're supposed to be one of the best tight ends in the league.
Why didn't you say that about Russell Wilson when he started dating Sierra and his career took a turn?
Yeah, I did say that
you
about
did?
Him.
I
yeah.
never heard you
Russell
say
Wilson,
it.
Russell Wilson, I said, once he got with Sierra,
Broncos country.
Downhill.
Let's ride.
And look what he's doing now. If he is basically the backup whose wife goes to games and is all over the Jumbotron and your husband is holding the clipboard.
It's always,
stop
but,
it.
But Courtney's right. You always blame the woman. It's almost biblical.
It's focused.
It's like, it,
right.
Curtis, it's like Samson and Delilah.
It really, I was going to say
it
that.
Is, it, he always blames the woman. It's
what
not,
is it?
It's not Taylor Swift's
so,
fault.
Yeah. No, what's changed?
That's what's changed, or he got older.
I don't think it's he's just
so Andy
his
Reid
focus is not there.
Is Andy Reid lying when he says that defenses have finally
yes.
figured out how to stop?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
I think we
use check better. Be careful because his career is doomed now that Kristen is making headlines.
Who's that?
Clothes. Kyle, use check.
Okay, but I would say the point there, Wiggy, I think is accurate on how many years did it take Tom to win after he started dating Giselle? It was like 8 years. If your lifestyle changes dramatically,
right.
it would be weird if it didn't impact your day-to-day world.
Your focus is not the same, Greg.
Right. I actually think his lifestyle...
Listen, I'm in love. Is it affecting me at work?
In a positive way.
Well, did you see the clock yesterday?
In a positive way. I think you come in much happier.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you don't have to worry about working out.
Right.
That's not your job.
Hey, I think singles
speak for yourself.
His lifestyle is a positive for his well-being. He was when he was
Courtney.
Single, he was everywhere on the town
Courtney,
doing God knows what.
He's on a jet.
He had a reality show.
He's on a jet every other weekend.
He was on a reality show.
Stop it.
He did miss some time. I mean, in season time, he was going to the US Open
right. and then in the off season he was all
with
over the
Patrick
place.
With Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, with you're right.
But
yeah.
one guy,
Good
guess
point.
What? One guy doesn't have to travel the world just to be the fan next to her at her shows, and whether that show's in Brazil, Argentina, he's hit his focus. I don't know why. And he told us, he's like, yeah, I might retire. So he is already in retirement mode. Then he's dating the most famous woman on the planet who's all over his focus is not the
right.
same.
He was that's getting crushed with Gigi Hadid the other day.
Hadid.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
He's running around the country shoving old men like he did to Andy Reid.
He's Courtney.
Yeah. He's got roid rage.
He's hanging out.
You guys have a group message without me that's like, all right, we're going to piss off Courtney.
No. Or...
Why does this bother you?
If this was Tom Brady, you would be screaming.
But why?
We did
Kelsey
say it was Tom Brady.
What?
Kelsey's Tom Brady?
No, I'm saying your fandom for Tom Brady is very similar to my fandom for Taylor Swift.
Oh,
so you
okay.
would stick up for him no matter what.
No, he blamed Giselle for Tom Brady. His focus changed. Like even Tom Brady, you go from doing everything and now all of a sudden you're eating avocado ice cream and jumping off cliffs.
Right, and you had the vegan food. The Tom Brady kitchen thing that delivered was awful. But in all sincerity, the Chiefs, I think, are going to be just like they were last year. They have figured out the regular season is no longer meaningful. They've won on the road. If they want to win, they can scheme up an offense to beat anybody. And they don't. There's only one bye, and they're not going to get it.
Also, can say that the lame Twitchers who are like, she acts like she knows them. Courtney, she doesn't know who you are. Why are you sticking? Yeah, no, that's called being a fan. Everybody is. I don't understand why there's a difference between people being diehard fans for Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson and me being a fan for Taylor Swift.
That's
like
not,
I don't.
That's not, yeah, that's not a difference.
No. I don't think she knows me. I'm a fan.
Well, don't you think it makes sense, Courtney, that the Twitch chat would be enraged about people making judgments on others they deem to know but don't really?
Right.
But Courtney,
well, they don't like when people have girlfriends.
Oh,
that's an issue.
One word, cooties.
All right. Anyway, speaking of the clock,
yep.
We really need to stick to it. I got in big trouble. So why don't we do this? Take a quick break. When we come back, return volley. At Don Sweeney. We'll get to that over over Jeremy Swayman. We'll continue with They Said It, and then we'll do the news at 8.
Yeah.
And that gives you time to go to the Omelet Station.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We will be back from Foxwoods here for the Echo Store Invitational with PGA player Jake Knapp joining us on this show here at 9:20.
Good job, Ken.
It's more like Viva Ledyard. Viva Ledyard, Connecticut. We are at Foxwoods Wiggy. And we were in the, when we were rudely interrupted, we were in the middle of They Said It, so we're going to get back to that. Looks like Courtney got her breakfast, or at least half of it. I don't see the omelet.
They're finishing up the omelet.
Question was asked for you and Curtis. You don't like the consistency of scrambled eggs, but yet you enjoy an omelet. Is it, I don't want to get to food talk. I don't want to enrage people, but is it not the same exact thing? Is the omelet not just scrambled eggs with something put in it?
Very different.
It's really not.
Scrambled eggs are very watery.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
Not if they're prepared correctly.
Well.
Isn't the omelet just like, isn't the scrambled egg just not folded?
Look at how gorgeous that omelet is.
What did you get in that?
Just cheese.
Oh, cheese. What kind of cheese?
I don't know what type they had.
It was queso, hold the beef.
Okay.
I want to put a little hot sauce on it.
Oh, you are? Yeah, hot sauce. Hot sauce girly.
So if you just broke that up, isn't that scrambled
eggs? That would be scrambled eggs, yes.
No, not really.
That's what we're arguing.
All right.
I don't know why we're arguing it. But
so just to put a ball on this, though, Greg, you like beef what temperature?
Rare. Very rare.
The consistency is very different for a rare piece of filet as opposed to a well-done piece.
But yeah, the well-done piece tastes like cardboard.
I agree. We're on the same team. But the consistency is likely what causes those that don't want it to be rare to order it well-done.
Precisely. Okay. Nailed it.
I think it's the taste. But maybe it's the consistency.
I also like when people say fluffy scrambled eggs. Bleh.
Really?
Yeah, no, gross.
What if they say moist scrambled eggs? That's not
vomit-inducing. That's
not good.
No. That is never an adjective
so
you want.
Add fluffy to the list of words that ig you out.
Yes.
Yeah, that and panties.
The gross you out. Yeah, panties. Yeah, we know the list.
Panties.
She
very
hates,
high on that.
She hates panties. She hates moist. What else do you hate? Scrotum.
Take off your panties.
Sharding.
Sharding. You don't like that.
Sharding is what happened to Wiggy at the craps table.
I don't think anybody likes that
word. Well, you were the other day, I just said pooped your pants, and you said, well, why aren't you using the word? I said, I don't like the word.
You don't like the word.
I have a Courtney question.
Yes.
Along Came Polly. Was that the origin of I Just Sharted with Philip Seymour Hoffman, or was that a word prior to that?
I think it was a word prior to that.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was.
I think that made it famous, though. You could be right, Curtis.
Thank you.
All right, Shine, what's next when it comes to They Said It?
I don't know how we pivot off that. But
we have to. We must.
I thought Ken was just bringing me vodka and Tabasco.
About last week, Don Sweeney spoke to the media for the first time and talked about how some of the reports out there were BS, and he hated them, kind of took a shot back at the Spittin' Chiclets guys.
The Cocoa Bomb. He didn't like the Cocoa Bomb.
Didn't love the Cocoa Bomb either. Said it was 100% inaccurate, I believe was his term.
He didn't mention me by name.
No, but it was inferred.
It was understood, yeah.
Well, so the Spittin' Chiclets guys have responded. Here was Ryan Whitney on the information that they got about the Swayman contract and Don Sweeney's comments.
I stand by what I was told, right? Like, he's going to call me a liar. I think he's fudging a little bit the truth. Now, who knows, right? I guess maybe the truth's somewhere in the middle, but I knew the offer, and it was a low ball, slap in the face offer. And this is a players podcast. I like discussing what helps players, and Jeremy Swayman was very open in discussing he does not want to ruin the goalie market. So I don't see this kid giving in. I really don't. I think 8 times 8 gets the deal done, but it seems like that is not on the table on the Bruins' end.
Huh.
Woo!
I mean, it is. I believe that somebody whispered to Ryan Whitney.
Ryan Whitney is very connected to players.
Yeah.
So
did you not just hear what he said?
Right.
He kind of snitched on himself.
You're right. Yeah. He told you who told him.
Yeah, he told you who told him.
Yeah.
And Don Sweeney's issue isn't with Ryan Whitney. It's with Jeremy Swayman and his agent.
Yeah.
Right. Or with Courtney.
Yeah. He said,
I'm a player's guy.
You know, he said Swayman doesn't want to ruin the goalie mock.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Right. So clearly, you know, Swayman's like, and I get it.
But he's not going to ruin the goalie market. He hasn't played a full season yet. He hasn't won anything
yet. I told you about the kid Connor. It might be Hullabuck. If you look at his numbers.
They're not, Wiggy. They're not. You said they were similar.
They are identical.
He's been to the playoffs like four times.
I'm going to pull up his numbers. Not, continue to
talk. Numbers. I'm just talking about results.
Wiggy, he has done it for a longer period than Swayman. The numbers are similar. You're right. But there has been
results.
Longer.
Results. Like, I mean, do you think Jeremy Swayman is a $10 million guy?
No. But he's making...
No, answer the question, though.
No.
No.
But okay. He's making... The Hullabaloo kid is making like 8.5. So I believe that's where Swayman is.
Do you think Swayman would take 8.5?
Yes.
Okay.
All day long. But they're offering him 6.
Right. Listen, I firmly believe that the Bruins lowballed the first offer. The $6.5 million. Ryan Whitney seems to be pretty confident that that's what the number was.
But how could they do that, Greg? The reason they're in this position in the first place was that they were awful and miscalculated the arbitration negotiation the year before. They pissed off Jeremy Swayman at those hearings by telling him all the reasons why he's not worthy of being paid what he believes to be worth. Then you re-engage with a contract negotiation, and your first offer is that offensive? If I'm Jeremy Swayman, I'm acting the exact same way. What?
I have no problem with Jeremy Swayman trying to get $8 million. I think he deserves that. I don't understand why Don... Like, what's the plan? Like, does he... So December 1st is... They're going to sit and wait until Jeremy Swayman has to come back? Maybe December 1st? Or Jeremy Swayman's going to sit the whole season out and go somewhere else next year? I mean,
But he gets his leverage the second the season starts. Between now and then, the organization is going to try and aggressively pursue... Using the media, discussing how he's not here, make it a big deal. But the second they start playing actual games is when Swayman gets his real value.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Shai?
Yeah, one more for you here, Greg. Dante Scarnecchia joined Tom E. Curran on his podcast and talked about the approach with Drake May and if he thinks the Patriots are doing it the right way. Here was what our guy Dante said.
I think it's the appropriate approach. I also think at some point in this season, Drake May is going to be out. But I just do. You want to be able to go through this year, it seems to me, and say, yep, we got the guy we want. And then take all your resources and throw them into making a lot of other things better. So how are you going to know that? You're going to have to find out at some point. And I would suspect there, you know, at some point he'll be out there. And you know, we kind of like the things we've seen. You know, what is he? Is, you know, we're going to find out at some point. So I think everyone will get their wishes, and those that want Drake out there, and ultimately I think it'll happen.
Next week, maybe? I mean, you know.
I think it'll be next week. I can only pray.
I'm hoping.
I can only pray. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a nice win, a nice game on Sunday. This gives you an opportunity. You're back at Gillette Stadium. You're 1-3 if they lose. Will be 2021, 1-3. 2022, 1-3. 2023, 1-3, fourth straight year starting 1-3 in your first four games.
I mean, Bill O'Brien didn't really want to say it, but essentially the first words out of his mouth were, he's the number three pick in the NFL draft.
Right.
Like, I think Bill O'Brien doesn't get why he's not playing at this point.
No one... Anybody with a football brain don't get it.
Well, a lot of people with a football brain like Dan Orlovsky do.
Dan Orlovsky don't have a football brain.
He stepped out of the back of the end zone. He doesn't get a say.
Yeah, like because anybody that goes, okay, your team is not very good. They're coming off a losing season. Expectations are extremely low. They drafted a quarterback in the top three. Most people would say, okay, that kid is probably your starting quarterback, and we're going to see what he looks like.
You know what Bill O'Brien did want to say? That Mac Jones did not teach him the offense at Alabama.
Absolutely.
He made sure to make that point loud and clear.
And did you notice one member of the staff Bill O'Brien omitted when talking about how Jerod Mayo built a good staff?
Alex Van Pelt. Yeah.
He mentioned, like everybody else, he mentioned the water boy.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't mention Alex Van Pelt.
He even mentioned Brian Belichick.
He did.
He mentioned everybody. But yeah, no, I don't think Mac taught him the offense.
No, Mac didn't teach him.
Whoever burped that, who do you think burped that into the ether?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Think that was inaccurate, I think. Yeah.
Do you think if Mac took Bill O'Brien out to teach him the offense, he would have gotten a unique menu created for the affair?
And can I fix the record there? Can I
correct the record?
Yeah, correct the record. It wasn't Hullabuck. It was the Ilya Sorokin. Is that how you say his
Sorokin.
Last name? Sorokin kid. Him and Swayman have basically similar stats, and he makes $8.2 million.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Because when I looked at the top five goalies, I did this a while back, and I was like, oh, Swayman is very similar. It's the number of games they play, like their age. And here's a guy. And so if the Bruins are offering him $6.2 million, Isn't that a slap in the face?
Yes.
And I think that's what, who was that, Ryan Whitney,
Ryan,
who
what
said
he's saying is it's a slap in the face.
Right.
And he's getting that from Swayman, I would assume.
And
yeah.
And if you're the Bruins, when do you look at it like, I guess if you're a Bruins fan, I should say, when does the concern set in? Because
well, I think it's set in. I think people are, no, because upset about it.
I think people think it's going to happen, but Whitney makes it seem like they're being so disrespectful to him that there's a chance he walks after the season where he just signs a one-year deal and walks.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. We are at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational coming up during the 9 o'clock hour. Truly Shime's dream guest, Jake Knapp. Not only is he on the PGA Tour, Shime is a hacker extraordinaire, but he's also a gamer on Twitch. So,
he is my idol.
I mean, and really, I heard he's on Swole.
Really?
Yeah, that's what somebody was telling me last night, so maybe he can help Shime with getting, you know, getting swolled up.
Yeah, somebody
so
just, on the text line said he used to be a bouncer before he began his career
on
the PGA.
Yes, he was.
In Stratton, Vermont.
Yes, he was. Courtney does not like bouncers.
I do like bouncers.
No.
I had one bad experience. I believe that man lost his job.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Oh, you saw to that?
No, no. I had heard that from others that are up there, and they said he had a few other instances. Yeah.
You got cocks.
He had a few other instances. Yeah. So I wasn't. Maybe it wasn't his first time.
Probably the 17 bad Yelps that you left.
Nope. Zero Yelps.
Not Poco 3.
Nope. Poco bombs on Yelp.
No. No. I literally said you picked the wrong bitch.
Feckless young son.
To try to use the C word and think it's going to offend me.
All right.
You haven't seen Twitch.
We are going to get to Courtney and today's news, including Florida not like the rest of us and why you should apparently never argue over a jukebox selection at a Mexican restaurant in the Anything Goes state next.